Good evening. Just a moment. I must wipe off my glasses and adjust my blouse and my skirt. Sorry, I forgot that you'd come here tonight to the university. Yes, my office is quite impressive. But I am Dr. Jekyll, after all. You wonder if I want you to drive me home now? Well, that's very nice of you to ask, but to be honest, I have some important work to do here first before I can leave. I know it's late, but as you know, my research is always my first priority. Yes, the importance I give to my academic career might be difficult for someone like you to comprehend. Still, no offense. But I am used to people wondering why I spend so many hours at my laboratory and at my desk. You think I've done this before? Left you waiting. But that was like a month ago. And it wasn't what I would define as a date. Not that I'm very well acquainted with the etiquette when it comes to dates or other interactions of a more frivolous kind. You think I've been friend-zoning you? I'm not clear on the precise definition of that term. For me, to be a friend implies that you have an understanding of what is important in that person's life, and that you can agree about a set of values. What? Why do I always have to theorize about everything instead of just doing what I feel like? The relevancy of your question is not obvious to me, I'm sorry. Now, you will have to excuse me. My chemical experiment should be ready by now, so I have to return to the lab. For how long? Estimated average time of this activity is 5 minutes. With a standard deviation of about 2 minutes. You want to wait right here for me? You are free to do as you please, of course. Let's meet here once I have finished my task, then. Goodbye. The conversation with my friend had not been to my liking. Too many subjective statements that could not be verified by theoretical or empirical analysis always makes me feel uneasy. As I go into my laboratory, I am, however, once again in complete control of my actions and my mental processes. My place here at the university is, after all, the territory where I feel most at home. Being able to dedicate myself fully to my field of expertise, the fascinating universe that we call the human mind. The last 6 months had been a trying period, as I have struggled to get deeper insights into the topic that I had written my doctoral thesis about, dissociative identity disorder. Increasingly frustrated that much of the advances of the scientific community had been mere speculation, I have set out to get evidence from my less than original hypothesis that a person is not truly one, but truly two. There is a thorough and primitive duality of man. The more I have studied this, the more I have noticed the cracks in the rigid, civilized facade of a human being. And there beneath, lurking just out of sight from the outside world, lies our lower self, a part of us that knows no boundaries and is solely commanded by urges and basic needs. One part that we have learned to disguise, but we can never truly be free from. The question is if we could find a way to master this inner demon, this presence within ourselves. My research has pointed to some specific enzymes and other compounds acting in our nervous system that, by a proper extraction and manipulation, can be used to domesticate this other self, perhaps even eradicate its influence. Eventually, I have managed to dilute the correct proportions of the appropriate substances into a serum that, in theory, could be used to that end. My thirst for knowledge drove me to design a series of experiments where, step by step, that second personality would be suppressed. But how to proceed with the actual experiments? For ethical reasons, I had decided to use my own person as the first study object, or guinea pig, so to speak. After several months, where I had gradually increased the dose of the serum, I'm getting confident that this will be the pinnacle of my academic career, as well as the solution to my own personal struggles. My lower self will be permanently locked, deep down in the subconscious part of my mind, and will never surface again. As I sit with the vial containing the mixture in my hand, I'm suddenly overcome by fear. The concentration of the active substances was higher than I had ever tested before. And is my attempt to alter my inner condition not an attack on the fragile equilibrium of my mind? A violation of nature's own creation? But the temptation of making a discovery so singular and profound at last overcome the suggestions of alarm. And I put the vial to my lips and drank its contents. At first I could not notice anything, but then I feel a dizziness that I have not experienced the previous times, like I'm seeing double. I take an unsteady step and look at the mirror image in the glass doors where I stored my chemical bottles. What I see is disturbing, but at the same time, it feels good. Really good. As I let down my hair and unbutton a couple of buttons in my blouse, in fact, I feel wicked, yet strangely alive. Like I'm looking at the image of another person. A woman mocking her own fears. A woman ready to let go. Like my inner slut has been long caged. Come out roaring. Hello again, honey. I just had to perform my little experiment. Perfect, you're still here. Because I would like you to help me. No, it's not about driving me home. On the contrary, I want you to stay here. And help me. How? Well, I'll tell you. Kiss me. Why are you looking at me like that? Just because I let my hair down. Kiss me. Yes, just do it already. Do I have to say it again? Don't look scared. Let me just sit in your lap instead. Sir. Straddle you with my long legs and kiss me back, please. No, not like that. With your tongue. Ah, that's better. And again. Tastes great. I want your tongue deeper inside my mouth. Please, sir. Can you please stroke my back also? Yes, like that. Lower, please. My ass, too. There. There. You're surprised. And it shows you don't know me. Well, not the real me. To be honest, I don't really know myself. Kiss my neck, also. Right there. And stroke my thighs. The inside, please. I know you think I'm attractive. Don't deny it. You've wanted me as more than a friend. I know you've been fantasizing about something like this. Touching yourself late at night. Thinking what you would like to do to me. You aren't bad either. Can you feel me down there? How wet I am. Fuck, you make me so horny. And you? Aren't you getting a little hard? Let my hand touch you over your pants. Yes. I'm definitely receiving a physical reaction from your cock. You want me to stroke it? How about if I got down on my knees then? And lower your trousers. You're so hard already. And I'm such a little slut for you. You like it when I talk dirty? I bet you do. As I let my hand cup your balls. And then a steady grip around the base. You're moaning already. Pumping you up and down. Slowly. Leaning my face closer. So you can feel my breath on your rock-hard cock. Hot air arousing you. Making your blood pump. Filling your shafts. But I want more. Please, sir. I want to take you in my mouth. Please. Thank you, sir. My mouth is getting so full of saliva. Like a Pavlovian dog. Can you feel my tongue? Starting at the tip. Swirling around the head. Around. And around. And then licking you down. Slowly. Teasing you. To drive you wild. My hand again around the base. Clenching with my fingers. Keeping the blood right there. Making you even harder. I want to have your cock between my lips. Let my slutty little mouth suck you. Going down on your cock. my mouth moving up and down, up and down, sucking harder, spraying saliva all over your hardness, making your shaft really wet. Sucking you makes me so hot. Yes, I am touching myself now between my legs, soaking my panties. You never imagined that I could be such a little slut for you. Miss Hyde, pleased to meet you. Let me take you deeper and deeper. I want to fucking swallow all of you, your balls as well, deep inside my greedy little mouth, gagging at your shaft, so deep down my throat. Again and again. Swallowing you. I can't breathe. But who cares? I just want to be your good girl. You sweet and needy slut. And now, you want me to stop? Oh, you're going to spurt now inside my mouth. You're losing control. I bet you're really close. But I have another need. I want you so bad inside me. Fuck me, sir. Please. Please. Yes. Take me on the floor. Like the needy little girl I am. Yes. Fucking do it. Let me pull off my skirt. And lie down on my back. Pull down my drenched panties. They're totally redundant now. I think my glasses are a bit redundant as well. I'll take them off. Now, push inside me, please. Against me on the floor as I wrap my legs around you. Fuck me, sir. Fuck me. Harder. Harder. You feel so good inside me. Take me like the horny little slut that I am. Submit me to your own urges. This is what I need to feel whole. Being taken on the floor in my office. Yes. Even deeper now. Yes, sir. Fuck me just like that. My juice is flowing as I release my substances. Serotonin and dopamine activating my brain's pleasure. and reward system. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. Yes, sir. You are perfect inside my cunt. But I want us to feel even more like animals. Can we please raise ourselves up? So you can take me from behind against this desk here. Just let me remove the laptops and my reports. Now I want to bend over for you. See my ass welcoming you as I spread my legs. I want to be taken hard. No, I don't want you to be gentle. I want you to destroy me. But first, before you shove your cock into me again, I want you to spank my ass. I deserve to be spanked hard. Please, sir. Please spank me. Yes. Again. I need it. Harder. And please, pull my hair. Yes, pull my hair. Make me your little submissive. Yes. Now I want you to fuck me again. My dripping cunt is begging to be pounded. Take me, sir. Use me. Yes, just like that. Thrust into me like a primitive force. Let out all your lust, all your desire. Harder. Oh, harder. Yes. Yes. This is what I crave. To be fucked against my own desk. To be treated like the needy woman I am. Deeper. Faster. Don't stop. Just keep fucking me. And pull my hair. Pull harder. Let me scream. I'm yours to do what you want with. I'm pure lust. Pure desire. I need to feel you shooting your seed inside me. Please do that. Fuck me until you come really hard. I'm your pet. Your good girl. Your own little slut. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Even harder. I'm so close now. I need to come. Please, sir, make me come. I beg you. I implore you. And shoot your load inside me. Fill my womb with your sperm. Breed me. I'm going to come so hard now. Breed me. I'm going to come. Right there. Yes, yes. Fuck. Fuck. Come with me, sir. Come now. Now, yes. Yes, yes, I'm coming. Yes. Oh my god, that was. I never thought I could come like that. Let me turn around and kiss you, honey. Oh. You're so sweet. So good. You never thought this would happen? You've had a crush on me for so long. Really? Neither did I, but I feel so real now. In harmony. Yes. Stroke my hair as I sit in your lap and kiss me again. I can feel the serum going out of my body. I guess my climax gave a catalytic effect. Is this who I am? Then I'd better accept it. Being a total slut does not mean that I can't be extremely intelligent as well. I might be a strange case. And it seems my experiments proved my original assumptions wrong, as it gave the opposite result of what I expected. But that is also a valid scientific achievement. And we should never try to stop science. We are commingled out of high and low. We are human.